You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report right now. We were talking a little while ago, hinting around that the city of Denver is making it so much easier for you to become a drunken fool during the Avalanche playoff run. They have granted a temporary pass, Jeremy, for bars and restaurants that would like to expand their alcohol serving area.
Right. I like this because it essentially lets these places put out tents, or if they have a grassy area outside the bar or restaurant, you can now go out there and buy your alcohol and get your party on for the big hockey event. So I like this. This is good.
Normally, places like that need 30 days to request a waiver, but now the city of Denver's saying, hey, we didn't know the Avs would go to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Let's make some money back. The city was saying, you know, after 2 years of lockdowns, this is something they can do. It's just a little thing they can do to give back to all these places that had to close up shop during the pandemic. And it sounds like they're going to be creating a fairly large party zone close to the stadium where everybody can go down and get their drink on outside of Ball Arena and root on the Avs. So, you know what? Yeah. It's going to be a blast. There's going to be a really fun buzz in the city. Literally a buzz in the city.
Please, and this is the disclaimer we must throw in, please drink responsibly and use Uber and friends.
Don't be such a dad.
Denver Public. Oh, one other sports note. The Rockies lost in extra innings last night because of an error that they made out in the field. They got a day game today, blah, blah, blah. So Denver Public Schools is saying that the housing price boom has affected enrollment to the point that they think fewer and fewer kids are actually in the district. And they predict that in the next 5 years, they will lose 3,000 students. And they blame all of that on house prices within the city of Denver. They say people with young children are not able to afford the homes in Denver. And any new homes that are being built, and you can't, there's not a whole lot of space. As one person put it, Denver, the city is kind of landlocked. It's not like it can expand.
Yeah.
And they say any new homes that are being built really aren't the type or style that attract families with kids. So DPS enrollment is going to plummet. So,
man,
kind of interesting.
It is.
The teacher shortage in Florida got to the point that the state just voted to import 140 teachers from South America.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's really bad, isn't it?
Yeah. We talk to people all the time that call us and we say, hey, what do you do? What do you do? And a whole bunch of them say they are teachers.
I could fill in the afternoons for somebody. For like a drama class or something, theater.
I feel like you would be
a communications good class. I think that would be fun.
I feel like you would be a good teacher.
I feel like I would be, too. The kids would love me.
See if
you know, they're on my level, Dom.
See if you can do one of those UNC online degrees. Or
there you go.
Get a teacher's certificate. Yeah. So your car is it silver
it's
or
like
gray?
A dark gray metallic.
I'm not even sure what the difference is between silver and gray. Anyway, somebody did a report talking about which car color holds its value the longest and the best. And I was thinking, well, okay, is it going to be like a black car, a white car, maybe blue, gray? No, they say it's yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah, yellow cars are among the least popular colors, they say, so they're novel in the secondhand marketplace, so people are willing to pay a premium. Number two, most likely to hold its value, orange. Number three, purple. Do you see a problem with this study?
They're all ugly colors.
Not all of us buy an Xterra.
Yeah, right.
Followed by red. Your gray was number, let's see, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, number 7.
Okay.
My car is third from the last, is because I have a black car. The car that holds its value the least is brown.
Brown?
It's got like a driving little turd driving down the road. Yes. And then how about this? You want to live longer? Figure out a way to become an optimist. It's a new study that found if you're optimistic, Jeremy, you can add years to your life.
Okay.
So
just be happy.
I've had this debate so many times in my life, and probably with you at one point. There are people who are considered optimists. There are people who are considered pessimists. And I will go to my grave, and hopefully it'll be longer, years longer. exclaiming that I am a realist. I don't feel like I'm an optimist nor a pessimist. I'm simply a realist. And I've had somebody once tell me, if you're a realist, it makes you a pessimist.
Yeah, kind of.
Is this a bigger discussion for our show, maybe? The researchers tracked more than 160,000 women for more than 20 years. And they used questionnaires to rate how optimistic they were. Anyway, people who look on the bright side of life, as the song goes, were more likely to make it to age 90. They, on average, lived an extra 5.4% longer than the ones who identified as pessimistic.
Oh, that's good. It's just generally a better way to live, right? Just
I think, well, yes.
Try to look at the positive. And, you know, I don't know.
I would pull
it's
up
It's the
that
start of
song.
A brand new day, you know? Let's try to
I
make it
I would pull
good.
Up that song, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, but it's got language that we can't air.
So. Oh.
As soon as Jeremy and I become an internet radio station, we'll play the bleep out of it.
F-bombs for days.
What else is trending?
Hard to stay optimistic about this. Gas prices have soared in the past week, another 28 cents in just 7 days. The national average, as of yesterday, $4.96 per gallon. 16
Here we go.
States,
there's that $5.
16 states have already topped the $5 per gallon. It could go even higher. They say there is no short-term relief. The average will hit $5 a gallon by June 10th, 1 week earlier than expected, says the site Gas Buddy. And Jimmy Fallon kind of had a funny little line last night when he was talking about the Shell stations and their new taglines.
Shell, our gas is now 50 cents higher than it was at the beginning of this sentence.
Pretty much sums it up right now. And yeah, speaking of my America's pickup, I'm at a half tank right now and I will probably go fill up because half tanks easily $90 for me at
oh
this
my
point.
God,
at a half
Jared.
Tank because I got a 38 gallon tank. So. Yeah, I'll be going to today to top off. It's bad. It's really, really bad right now. I hate going to the gas station, as many of you do right now. Snoop Dogg is in trending this morning. Get this. Snoop Dogg has a personal blunt roller, Dom. He rolls up his pot weed for him. It sounds like in 2019, it was revealed on the Howard Stern show that Snoop paid his roller between $40,000 and $50,000. Now, this doesn't say per year, but I'm guessing that's per year. 50 grand mm-hmm. a year just mm-hmm. to roll his pot weed. And I guess mm-hmm. inflation is hitting this guy because Snoop came out yesterday and said that salary went up. And he hasn't said how much, but you'd have to imagine what? He's at $75,000 a year now? Just to smoke, to roll all this for Mr. Dog?
So this is a PBR, you're telling me?
PBR.
Personal blunt roller, is that what you said?
Oh, yes, a personal blunt roller, yeah.
Because there was a news story several years ago about people who were PUHs for celebrities. They were the personal umbrella holders.
Oh, fancy.
They hired people to walk around and hold an umbrella over them.
Yeah.
Snoop's is a little more.
It's just a little different. I wonder if he hires someone to hold it in his mouth when he's too stoned to hold it. I don't know. Story out this morning that's kind of funny. The top awkward tasks we'd pay someone to do for us. These are awkward things, like calling a locksmith after you locked yourself out. 31% of people said they would pay for it instead of breaking in. Repair someone's fence after backing your car into it. Yeah, you got to pony up the cash for that. Or pay someone to assemble IKEA furniture after you've been struggling to do it for, a couple hours.
That might be an interesting, for college kids looking to make money in the summer. They could advertise that they will put together all IKEA furniture.
Oh, yeah.
It's a business model.
It's total business. Get your little Allen wrenches out and go door to door. I like this one on here that's fixing your kid's haircut accident. So that's either them cutting their hair or you trying to cut their hair, screwing
that's
it up
great.
And having to, wander into a Fantastic Sam's to get it done. Our little great. Lila, our daughter, needs her haircut. It's way too long. We're looking to take a few inches off. And I told Nick Knack, I was like, I'll do it. It doesn't seem that difficult. She's young. She's not, out in the dating world. Comb it straight and go straight across with some scissors. Take off 5 inches. Ooh, that did not go over well in the house, man.
I'm not going to say anything.
It doesn't look that difficult to cut a little girl's hair. Or you just do the little U shape, you know, you go down a little bit and then back up.
Go ahead. Hey,
piece
have at
of
it.
Cake.
Go ahead. Have at it.
She said, no, you stay away from her hair. Dom, finally, for the first time ever, an American woman won Britain's traditional cheese rolling competition.
What's that?
It's an extreme event where you have to tumble down a rough, steep hill chasing after a wheel of cheese.
Does sound dangerous.
It does sound dangerous. I should have posted that as our clickbait. The video of it is pretty intense. There's like 100 people falling down a hill chasing cheese. It's just so ridiculous.
But we get to say, USA!
Yay!
USA!
And here's your Fat America. Baskin-Robbins now has a grilled peaches ice cream coming out. So maybe a little smoky peach flavor. I don't know.
I'd try it.
Yeah, why not? All right, let's do that clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's a lot of bananas on our Facebook today. More than 70,000 pounds of bananas were arranged outside a grocery store in Chicago as a successful attempt to break a Guinness World Record for, like, the most fruit on display. And
what?
Yeah, it's 70,000 pounds of bananas, and they got the record. Apparently, there was somebody from Guinness there taking pictures, and then they donated a lot of it to food banks across northern Illinois. So it's quite a sight. That's a lot of damn bananas, man. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Makes me want to play the Gwen Stefani song.
I put the lyrics to that right above the post today.
Did you?
It's bananas.